instead of one adding an additional position, it would add 1.3 additional positions. We would all share in the cost of that, those 1.3 positions. And the 0.3 would come from Chester hiring a full-time position and then charging back a third of it to the regional service and making it available to the regional service. So kind of a midway, partway to an option three or two, which was originally three positions. This would add 1.3, would give Chester the full-time position that they're looking for, and then charge that back and share the cost of that. And then we also discussed that delving into the model as a whole. That was part of the discussion at the Mayors and Wardens meeting, was looking at that model, not just the financial aspect of it, but the model as a whole over the next year, with an eye towards moving towards a more robust sort of option two in some form. So that's essentially the summary. I think I got it. Is that right? Sound right? Okay. All right.
Thank you, Tara. Questions or?
Well, my only question was whether they believed, whether they agreed to it. I want to come to a conclusion, and move this forward somehow.
I know, just speaking for Bridgewater, we have not discussed option three, because option three was not something that hasn't been presented. This was just talked about last week, and here we are this week, so there hasn't been time to dive into that. I know from our council's perspective, it was option one was our course of action with and that compromise of having that person in Chester, which made sense for the geographic concerns that Chester raised, and then working towards how to better service Remo as a region, and spending the next year to address the concerns based on the fact that we haven't seen if option one does the job or not. So it's kind of like the analogy I use was, you're going out shopping for a small car because you need a small car to get around, and you come home with a giant Suburban, and the rationale was, even though I didn't test drive the car to see if that car was going to work, I just decided that the bigger truck was better, even though I don't know if it serves our purpose or not. So it's just, I'm not saying that option two isn't something that we need to get to, but we haven't tried, maybe that's a bad analogy, but we haven't tried option one, which is where we were headed last year, to see if it gives everybody what they need.
Yeah, but if I can just say, we weren't happy with option one. And we're trying to work with everybody else to come up with something that we can all live with and provides the level of service that we all believe we need. So, I mean, I know that you haven't taken it to your council, nor have I, option three, but I don't see where, we aren't going to support option one. So there you go.
Alex.
Just maybe a reminder that, you are an advisory body.
That's
to your
correct.
Council, so you can make a recommendation to councils even if they haven't seen it. In fact, every other Remo budget that we've ever passed was done that way. So I think it's within your purview for sure to look at different options. Maybe your analogy is correct but a bit exaggerated. Option three might be that smaller car, but it also has a trailer hitch so that you can add on the extra resource. And then your other ones are your much larger vehicles. I do see a lot of merit in the proposal. First of all, we have been from the staff side recommending to you for more than two budgets that having a single resource in the regional group is not sufficient. It's not fair to our only employee. And so this model retains that and provides some of that backup that we want to see. It also provides some support to Chester, who seem to be willing to put in extra resources to get more local pre-planning. And the cost difference is not as significant as you see with option two. There's some real strengths there. It also, based on what I've heard out of Chester, it does lend towards the approach that some of the towns had suggested at the last meeting that you'd like to work towards an enhanced model that has more local resources in it. Chester seems to be wanting to lead by example there, and that would suggest that we'd be looking at other units experimenting with something similar in future years. Not wanting to prejudge what those future budget years would be, but it would be an interesting way to test the model of having a small number of central resources and then each unit making commitments to expand their own local capabilities beyond the AEC model that we currently use.
Penny, so you have your hand up.
Thank you, David. Did I understand your comments earlier to mean that your councils haven't had time to review option three?
Yeah, correct. Our council hasn't even been informed of option three.
So is there an opportunity available to defer a decision tonight, this morning, until all councils have had a chance to review the option three proposal? I mean, we have. Mahone Bay has had an opportunity to review it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can, the advisory group can make a recommendation. Obviously, back to, that's what its job is, to make a recommendation back to the councils, you know, for whatever option. Those councils will then make the final decision based on the information. So, we can make whatever recommendation and see what comes out of those councils for sure.
There is some time sensitivity. The agreement says that the budget will be passed by the end of January, and we recognize this year was an exceptional year. We wanted to make sure we did this well. But we're fast approaching April 1, and there's staffing decisions tied up in this. So we won't be making much headway until we do approve a budget.
Jamie.
I just have a question. So we haven't officially seen option three. We've been told about it. The deputy mayor and I were told about it late yesterday from our CAO. And the way I understand it, so I haven't really even seen the numbers, but if I was told properly, it goes from us paying roughly $20,000 to maybe $21,500 or $22,000. Is that correct? Could someone? $21,000? Okay, so if that's the difference for us, quite frankly, you know, our council hasn't approved it, but I'm quite sure they would. Like, option, we went into this all along voting for option one as a council, but council gave myself and the deputy mayor the authority to go with an option that kept Remo actively working together as a group. So originally we said option one in hopes to move into option two over the next year or so. So that's where we were hitting, because the money, like $20,000 this year is all we really had budgeted. And then we look at the $40,000 down the road, and we knew that day was coming. So that's why we made that decision. Based on option three, if it's a $1,500 or $1,000 difference, I can almost guarantee you my council would pick, would be okay with option three. I can't speak for them, but I'm quite sure they would be okay with that. I mean, we had the permission to go from 20 to 40 if we had to keep this collaboration viable and working together. So I would be okay at this time to go with option one or three. I will not support option two at this time, but one or three would be where we sit. I just don't want to see Remo in general, you know, dissolve. And I'd hate to see that. And from what I'm hearing just a minute ago from across the table, that seems to be a direction we're hitting in, and I don't like that direction. So working in collaboration, we'd go with one or three, whichever the committee felt was the best to make us move, to have us move forward as a united group. But that's the town of Lunenburg's opinion.
Thank you. Suzanne.
Town of Mahone Bay has had the discussion yesterday at our council meeting, and they are opting for number three.
Thank you.
I'll just say that, no, it has not gone to my council, but I know that in discussions outside of council that we're happy with the compromise of option three, and we believe that it'll solve all of the issues. It keeps us together, which is what I want us to be. You know, it finds a way for us to work together. It gives us lots of time to take a look at the structure of REMO. I mean, it's old. It's the contract was signed a long time ago. The whole description of what we do was done a long time ago. And I don't know what changes may come of that, but I think that if we take a year to take a look at it, we're happy with that. So I mean, I'm not going to make a motion that we adopt option three, but well, not at this moment in time. But I think it's a place to start, and it's not that much more money.
Elspeth.
We have not discussed this at council, but I do have a question about how it's managed. Does anybody, the point three, how that works? Because if somebody can explain that, that would be really helpful.
I don't think we've had, certainly not fair to call them extensive discussions. We had a one-hour meeting Friday morning with the other CAOs. So it's very clear what happens with the two resources in the central, within REMO. So we had Angela, and we would have a position reporting to Angela. My understanding is that Chester would be hiring their own position, and they're essentially providing some services back. My belief is that it would work in some way like the AECs currently work. So AECs are assistant emergency coordinators. They're given a nominal a stipend on top of their regular salary. They are part of an on-call rotation. They attend monthly training. They're available for shifts during any activation. We had hoped that they would be doing some policy work or helping ensure that regional plans integrate local operational realities, but that has not proven to be the case. We don't have time to have them do those things. And so I believe that part of the time that the Chester position would have would go to those same regional training opportunities, but then some of the local pre-planning work that Chester would be doing is of benefit to the regional group and would also likely change some of the distribution of how the regional staff's time is spent on those pre-planning activities that are currently happening, but at a lower level than Chester would like to see happen. I think that there's probably room for discussion about how that accounting for what the value of that money is in the governance discussions that Chester has suggested we should be having over the next year.
Yeah, if I may, I said this early, I think at maybe one of the first meetings I attended of this, I think it is important we work together. And if we have to compromise to find some way to move forward and address the issues long term, I think that that's where we should be. And but I do think that it will be important to have that recognition of how that all gets managed within a governance structure, because it could be another divisive piece of the puzzle as we move forward. And I don't want to step into something and leave it hanging that we'll make this work. I think there has to be a very strong commitment to address the real issues that are bothering us around how we operate as a group and how we activate our resources to deal with situations as they arise, emergency situations. And I think there's risks for all of us that we may be in the past, until people have been through the experience of a serious situation, don't recognize, but there's liability and negligence issues here that could be part of our responsibility to absorb in the future, as it has shown up in other municipalities. I think the recognition that the seriousness of this, of what we face in the future, is really significant. And I would hate to see us fall apart as a group that have been in some ways leading in our province what we're trying to do. So I would say that for the sake of keeping the group together, I think we can consider this. It has not, as I said, come to our council yet, but I think with this, there needs to be a very strong commitment that we will seriously talk about the governance piece and the actual management of how this, what this really means in terms of an activation situation and an accountability in terms of how that work gets distributed, because I think it could get quite messy if we're not clear about that.
Thank you. Penny.
Thank you, David. I have two questions. One is, having heard Lunenburg say, I think I understood them to say that they're ready to vote on this today, and partly because of the small financial differential between one and three. And the my other question is whether Bridgewater and Modal are prepared to vote on this item today, not having the full council discussion.
Well, this is where it becomes tricky, and if and just to go back to my earlier remarks, our council has talked about option one because we had no idea what option three is, and option two was not an option for us, and it wasn't to close the door on talking about the compromise of option three. It's just today the expectation was, whether it ends up being or not, to make a recommendation to the councils, and now we have an option that there's very little information. So I have numbers in front of me. Who does that person report to? Who does that person report to when there's an emergency? Like, all these questions go with that number. And so asking councils to support something without an understanding of what that is. So I'm a little disappointed, like, in my head, we probably should have canceled this meeting in terms of having it as a budget meeting and made it just purely for the staff to educate the members of this committee on what this means. Because I don't think we actually have that answer. What happens if... Like, my understanding was this is a Chester employee, this plus one, and then they would charge us for the third, which maybe that's the best scenario. I understand it addresses Chester's compromise. But in an emergency, does that person report to the CAO of Chester? Does that person report to Angela? Does that resource, if the emergency is in Mahone Bay, work to support Mahone Bay? And maybe it does, and I don't, but we don't have none of that has been addressed. So it's a bit of a leap of faith for the councils to vote on something without knowing what it's going to do. And I'm hoping you're going to enlighten us, Terry.
I'm going to try to. So I think from our, I mean, we haven't discussed it as a CAO group. We were asked on Thursday to go, or Wednesday, to go away and come up with something on Friday. That's, we came up with numbers and a model that we think might work. And I would envision this working similar to some of our other regional positions, EDI, accessibility. And we host those positions. When they're working in the other units, we don't direct their work for the other units. They report to an inner working team of the, it's primarily deputy CAOs, but when they're working in Bridgewater, they report to Tammy and or Mark. And I would envision this being similar, that the third of the time, so it's about 12 hours in a 35-hour work week, that they would dedicate to Remo, and they would report to Angela for those, and take direction from Angela for those hours. If there was an emergency situation in any of the units, they would be made available for that as part of the Remo team, as part of the regional team, similar to how the one position that we're adding under option one, and if they were working in Chester, similar situation, except that instead of a full-time position, it's a third of a position. The remaining third of the time, they would report to probably Aaron or myself, as part of our strategic or our corporate and strategic management team. So that's how I would see that working.
But just so I can clarify, in the state of emergency, she's the boss. And they, you know?
Yeah, to bring the example closer to home, and Tara got there, it was when we activate and have an emergency coordination center, the ECC manager is directing everything. It's so the person is appointed there, and every unit is expected to send staff when we activate. That's been raised as an issue that we haven't always had that happen. And the other major issue that we need to tackle in this fiscal year is that we have identified, since at least the floods of 2023, that we are not sending sufficient staff. So we have what we've been calling an activation gap. So this would be one resource that would have to come. We, as a staff group, have to have that conversation so that we are sending sufficient staff. But I think it's fair to say that when there is an emergency, whether it's this position or an AEC or a municipal staff person that's been trained, they would report to the ECC manager because that's the person in charge of the emergency.
Andre.
I think also part of the discussion in Chester is that we wanted this person to help lift some of the burden off of our CAO. So although our CAO, of course, would respond in an emergency activation, you know, maybe her role might be diminished in some fashion because we have this additional resource. So, you know, all those little details we still have to work out. And, you know, I think if the expectation is that we're going to have that before we can speak to our councils or whatever, then we will fail. And I think 2 years ago when this budget was also presented, we would have failed then if we wanted every little detail to be presented to our councils, because I'm sure that they wouldn't have delved into the details of that new position when it was proposed at that time. So I think going back with a recommendation today to offer this as an option, I think is a reasonable one. Some more information, I'm sure, can be brought to light before we have the discussions with our councils and make the decision. But as Warden Weber said, I think we're prepared to support option three. It is, I think it is a move in the right direction. And I think we're going to want over the next year, as has been said, and I was really happy to hear Mayor McLean Wiles' comments about getting into the nitty-gritty of how REMO actually works. And we feel like there's a, over the years, there's been a foggy line of where responsibility regionally belongs and where the local responsibility belongs. And I think for years now that we've been happy to let sort of REBO shoulder that burden, you know, you do everything, you know, but I think Chester's awakening is that some of that belongs with us. And we want to manage that ourselves because we think that for the money, our residents get the best service. And so we want the local stuff. We want our local person to handle that. And so that in our contract with REMO, we need to identify where REMO starts and local responsibility ends. And that will probably in the future years will drive decisions on what staff we need for REMO versus for local initiatives. But we haven't had that debate yet. This is just an opportunity to sort of, I think, make peace for now and a compromise that will allow that door to still be open to us if we want to have more local personnel. And at the same time, it'll give us in Chester the opportunity to do what we think is right for our residents, and that's handle those local pre-planning efforts that have been neglected up till now.
Thank you. Martin.
Thank you. Actually, this option three, today's the first time I heard that it existed. I am not opposed to an option three, but I do see that this is a position whose responsibility would be mainly to MODC for planning and for public liaison and to champion projects in their local municipality as their council saw fit. But I do think that this position would, I would see it as a deputy coordinator or assistant coordinator, that in the time a declared local emergency existed, Angela would be still the senior officer in charge, and this person would work with them. But I don't necessarily see this individual as taking over a state of local emergency for Remo. I might have a different view of that if the individual that we decided to hire, or MODC decided to hire, had an equivalent resume. But you, when you attract new employees, you get what you pay for. And so I would be interested to make sure that we weren't taking shortcuts. I'd like to make sure that we keep it as professional as possible. And I, again, the fact that I only heard about option three today during this meeting somewhat surprises me. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Martin. Just, well, maybe Tara's at the microphone there. So just for the councils that haven't heard about option three, and I do agree with Andre. Like if we expect every single detail to be in this, it's gonna fail. But we need more detail. Like just going back to the council saying option three. Like today is the first time I've heard you articulate or anyone articulate the reporting structure. So I think that's key. So if there's a recommendation from this body to the councils to recommend option three, how long? Again, high level, not the minutia of the contract, but as you said, Tara, can that be articulated to the councils in some kind of document so they understand for this is Chester gets 2/3. This is what they're paying for. It's their employee. So that's you have to satisfy your council. But for the 1/3, this is the expectation that for that 1/3, they get direction from Angela. And there's just so there's no confusion. Otherwise, we're going to be back and forth, nickel and diming, to figure out what our 1/3 is. And I think it is beneficial to move forward in cooperation. We do have to look at the governance, and we do have to look at the other pieces for sure. But we need that information to go to councils, or it is going to fail because they don't know what they're actually voting on.
Sure, we can put something together and circulate it to the CAOs. Do you want it to come to this committee first, or do you want it to go from this committee, like the CAOs work with it, take it to their own councils?
Well, I think it should go to the councils. I don't think it needs to come back. Like at this point in time, if this was early January, it should probably come back here. But I think it's probably fine to go to the councils. Sure. I'm seeing everyone kind of nodding their.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts of it, I think it we can work out. But I don't see it working any differently than the other position that we're adding under option one. It's just that it's instead of a full-time position, a third of that position, right? And then so that's 12 hours a week that Angela would have access to that person. But we can work all that out. And
in the case of an emergency being declared, we send this person. And I think it needs to be clear that then Angela is in charge. You know, like,
And right. And for me, like, for those 12 hours a week, if Angela has something that they need that person to be doing, that person is doing it. And, you know, also making sure that, you know, if it's 12 hours a week, it's not 14 hours a week because those other 2 hours belong to Chester. So I just want to make sure for both groups that there's an understanding before we go to a council and they say, I don't know what this person's going to be doing, and it fails. So if we want to move forward on compromise, we have to make sure everyone has all the information.
So are we going to make a recommendation today to go back with option three based on information coming? Because most of us probably meet in the next couple of weeks. So we don't meet as a council till the 25th. So if we don't do it till then, I won't be prepared. I mean, I'm able to make that recommendation and take it back. And if my council votes against it, I can come back and tell you at that time. I'm quite sure they're not going to. But, I mean, is that what we're doing today, leaving here with that recommendation so we can at least move it forward?
Yeah, Angela?
So generally what happens after this meeting is I do a letter up from MODL, because they're the host organization, which gives the actual motion, including the budget, and then that gives the opportunity to take it back to your five councils. And after that, once your councils meet, it comes back through me to say yes or no, and then that's where we arrive at however many. So whatever the motion is today, you'll get a letter hopefully today. Well, actually, it'll be paused until the CAOs can work on the actual tasks of it, and then it'll be able to go to your councils.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. So we meet on the 24th, and so it does give a week and a half for the CAOs to draft something to make sure that there's an understanding, probably sooner, so that if we have any questions, we can address those questions. But that would be the idea. It's if someone puts a motion on the floor to recommend option one or two or three, whatever that option is, we vote on it. If that's the recommendation, then it goes to the councils, as Angela stated.
Well, in the sake of getting things moving along, I'm prepared to make the motion that we move to option three for the upcoming budget, and that we have staff prepare all the appropriate information that goes along with option three and provide it to the councils within the next, by the end of this week, quite frankly. That's my motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, seconded. Thank you. I see that Rachel has her hand up first.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I really just wanted some clarification, and just because there's been talk about the 33% and that person that's based in Chester, but option one included, you know, the manager, Angela, plus an additional EMC. So would that new second person that's included in the now option three be located at MODL alongside Angela? Is that the expectation or understanding?
Yes. Yeah. So there's two here and one in Chester. Okay. Thank you. Penny?
thank you. I'm just trying to make the numbers line up here. Can somebody clarify for me whether Chester is paying for the whole person, the whole position in option three, separately from the contributions from the other four units?
So the model that I don't have the numbers in front of me anymore. The model that we presented would see us pay for the full position and then charge back a third of that position. That's where the 1.3 positions come from. So we would all share in the cost of all 1.3 positions. So initially there was some discussion around backing out the cost of the one full-time position under option one, and sharing that amongst the four. What's being presented and what was discussed on Friday was that we all share in the cost of the 1.3 positions. Chester would charge back the third. Sorry, yes. Well, 2.3 positions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. The 1.3 growth positions is right, where my head goes. Yeah,
so
sorry.
It's a total of 2.3 positions for Remo. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. And I absolutely support the importance of retaining the regional collaboration across all five units, as does our council.
Thank you. Any further comments or Braden?
Just remind me, do the 0.1 positions from each municipality still exist in options one and three?
Yeah, so we're adding a new position. So we have Angela, another new position, that's option one.
Yep.
And then option three is 2/3 for Chester, 1/3 for us.
Yeah.
So it's 1.3 growth.
No, the 0.1 that he's talking about is the AAC position.
Those still exist.
In all positions.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess from Chester's perspective, is that going to be delegated to the same new hire, or is that going to be delegated to another person? Because that's like, I guess we don't want the rest of Remo to absorb a third of a cost.
No, because that would, I think we envision, just at the staff level at least, we would envision still having to bring a 0.1 position to the table. Yeah.
Okay. We're fine. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. That was a good question. Other comments or questions for clarification? Great.
And I guess just my only other question, I guess, what does option three achieve that like isn't just achieved by option one? And Chester just, it sounds like most of it, you guys just want a person. So like what's being achieved really, but you guys could just hire another person and, you know, I guess coordinate with Remo, or they could be your point one person and coordinate accordingly.
Well, I think it gives an additional third of a person to the rest of the units also. And I think it just keeps us together better.
Alex.
A significant benefit to us is currently we have one person who is a trained professional in emergency management. The budget in option one would have two, which we've pointed out many times. It's a critical weakness that we don't have any redundancy there. But this would give us access to a third at only the cost of one third to the regional group. So it's a major benefit that I see proposed from option three.
In short, if we only pay for this person and there's an emergency, they're not coming. They'll be probably with us.
I would also say last year during the budget discussion, there was when we went with sort of two full positions, and I know one of those positions is vacant now, and that's that sort of one position that we're talking about retaining under option one. There was discussion at that time of adding two positions instead of two new positions in addition to Angela, with the acknowledgement that there was lots of work that wasn't going to be able to be done with one position. So we're hoping that the 0.3 adds some of that additional capacity to get some of that work done for some of those big projects, like things like the vulnerable persons registry and work around the generator. Those are all regional priorities that we haven't had the staff to get to. And even what we heard last year in the budget process, that was the option that was approved last year, that additional position was probably just going to be enough to keep Angela really from burning out and give her some additional backup. It wasn't really enough to get all the projects done we wanted to get done. So this is just an acknowledgement that there is a need for additional resources.
Assuming there is an emergency and that, you know, this person is required to give more than 12 hours, is Chester prepared to provide the rest of that time in kind, or do you want to?
Of course they are.
So they would just rotate in and out, like, yeah, okay.
Duh. And if I could speak frankly, which I often do, we anyway, I think we're all skirting around an issue here, and I'll be frank, talk around our table, our council table, and we're, you know, most of the council strongly will approve option three. And we've talked about hiring our own person. And there's talk around our table that, you know, we might even look at, you know, not continuing in Remo. And it's a strong issue for us. For me, everybody got to work together, yes. But my taxpayer in my district, I want to provide the best service that we can. And for me, the best service for the money that we contribute to Remo is hiring our own person, that we can do it on a local level. And I think that there's a strong possibility here that once when we looked at our contribution, and I think this is what spurred this, when we looked at our contribution and thought, well, we can hire our own staff. Because Angela can't do everything. I mean, it's on a local level. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind. I mean, we want to work with everybody here. We're trying to make the best thing work here for everyone. But anyway, that's what I have to say.
Thank you. Further question, Jamie?
I guess I just want to reiterate that this is sort of hitting in the direction that the town of Lunenburg sort of recommended in the first place. Go with option one at this time because of budgetary concerns, eventually hitting into option two a year or two down the road. So by doing option three, and quite frankly, by Chester basically paying the majority of the cost to bring that person on board. In my opinion, it's a negotiation. Not everybody's going to get what they want in a negotiation, but we can agree to work at least this 1 year in this fashion. And who knows? I mean, I certainly believe that we do feel we probably need more people, but it's all about budgetary numbers and everything else at this time. So that's why we were strongly with option one at the time we were talking. But again, when you look at the total contribution of each municipality, yes, Modal and Chester contribute a heck of a lot more than any of us do, but neither one of us on our own could provide the type of emergency measures we can provide together. I mean, we have a $405,000 budget based on these options, and none of us would be having that. So I think working together in the long run is what we'd have to do, and that's sort of where I'm going with this, I guess.
Thank you. Further discussion? We have a mover and a seconder, so everyone's clear in the motion. This is to recommend to the council's option three, and I believe the motion included that by the end of this week, that at least some detail, no pressure. Listen, you did this from Friday to today, so you got.
I'm only on vacation after today, so.
So by the end of today, by the end of this week, that some of the finer details will be, and obviously not all the details, but the points that were made in terms of time and reporting structure.
I'm sorry to delay it a little bit. There's some discussion happening in the back of the room. I just wanted to clarify the numbers that you see on the screen. You can see that there's a option one, and it shows the cost by unit and then totaling up to $375,000. And then you can see there's an increase-decrease number there. And that's comparing against the budget from the previous year. And so then when you get down to the blue where the option three is, you see the same structure where you can see the total cost is now increased by the third of the position. So that's about $29,000. Total REMO costs go from $375,000 up to $405,000. And then that column to the side on the increase decrease, that's showing the difference from the previous budget year. It's not showing the difference between option one and option three. Just for clarity.
Okay, thank you. Everyone understands that. Okay. So we have a mover and seconder. All those in favor? Those opposed? Penny, I didn't see your vote. And Rachel?
She was her hand up.
Okay.
I'm trying to raise my hand, but my hand is up.
Okay. Rachel, are you voting in favor?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. All right. Motion is passed. So let's come back to the council. Our next meeting is not till May 26th. March 26th? Yeah. It is May, right? Yeah, it's in 2 months.
Yeah.
When's FCM?
It's every 2 months when we normally have these, so it'll be May. And it should technically be the third Monday, but that's the holiday, so it's the week following. Oh, that's FCM that week?
Yeah, it doesn't start till the All right, we'll as we get closer, if that date doesn't work because people have departed for FCM earlier, we can move it around.
Okay,
but
okay,
let's just get through this one. Okay. All right, good discussion. Motion to adjourn. Braden, seconded by Alan. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much.